São Paulo. The town of São Paulo is located in the foothills of the province of Reggio Emilia, where the Enza stream valley opens into the Emilian plain. Its particular geographical location, at the crossing between a river valley that penetrated the Apennines and the Apennine margin, created favourable conditions for human settlement in ancient times. In fact, the first evidence we have dates back to prehistory, consisting of chipped stone artefacts from the Paleolithic, Mesolithic, and Neolithic periods. Of particular importance are archaeological finds dating to the Etruscan period from the Cerviola area, with many valuable bronze and pottery artefacts, which may have had a ritual function since they were found in deep wells. In Roman times, following the establishment of the major road that linked the settlement of Brescello with Taneto and the Valdensa, there was a mushrooming of scattered settlements, consisting mainly of farms but also small towns such as the Gallo-Roman Luceria, lying a short distance to the south of São Paulo. This same main road continued to be important during the early Middle Ages, a period when the territory was inhabited by barbarians. Between the 10th and 11th centuries, so-called Canossan feudalism became established locally, giving rise to the imposing strategic defensive system under Countess Matilda of Tuscany, of which São Paulo constituted an important outpost in the Valdensa. The fact that São Paulo was located where the mountains opened into the Po Valley plain made it a key strategic point along the route linking the nearby castle of Canossa with Parma and the vast territories of the plains. And as a result, in the 9th century, an important castle was erected here to guard the ford over the Enza stream. In 1092, Emperor Henry IV quartered at São Paulo before continuing upwards towards Canossa, despite the numerous destructions and reconstructions that have taken place over the centuries. The area of the Castle of São Paulo still retains considerable cultural interest and is now the most important historical nucleus of the entire municipality. Of the ancient castle, still partially surrounded by the remains of its walls, the fine drawbridge of the East Gate remains visible, with its two separate archways, reserved respectively for carts and people. It was heavily damaged during the War of the Spanish Succession, but then rebuilt at the end of the 18th century and converted into a prestigious noble residence. The parish church, which stands a short distance from the palace, was built in 1494 and was once the castle's chapel. It has no facade, and the entrance door is in the wall overlooking the fortress square. Inside, on the left wall, is a striking fresco by Niccolò dell'Abate, depicting the Adoration of the Magi. To the east, the castle area is bounded by the route of the ancient Ducal Canal, an important late medieval hydraulic work that conveyed the waters of the Enza to Montecchio and Cavriago, powering many mills along its length. North of São Paulo, on the side of the road for Montecchio, the remarkable ancient parish church of Cavillano stands isolated in the countryside. It was consecrated in the middle of the 11th century and in 1070 was given in perpetual lease to the Marquis Boniface of Canossa. The present building retains the basilica layout of the original Romanesque church, despite having undergone considerable change and alterations that took place during the 18th century. Recent excavations have unearthed the ancient crypt, bringing to light the remains of medieval frescoes that make it an important document of art. At present, it is not open for worship. Along the road that leads to Quattro Castella, about 6 kilometres from the municipal capital, sits the monastery of Montefalcone, which, according to tradition, was erected by Franciscan friars on land donated by Guido Canossa in the early 13th century. In 1652, The monastery was suppressed and subsequently sold in the early 19th century to the College of Nobles, directed by the Jesuits. The whole complex is characterized by U-shaped layout, with a church located in the south wing and a huge central courtyard, in part porticoed. In the foothills of San Paolo, there are many ancient medieval villages, most of which are located along the ancient route that climbed up from the parish church of Cavigliano to reach Canossa. The importance of this route saw it at the centre of disputes between Matilda's troops and those of Emperor Henry IV, who, according to tradition, joined battle here near the oratory of the Madonna della Battaglia in October 1092. Among the villages in the area, of particular note is Sedignano, whose buildings show testimony of medieval construction techniques on their facades. For excursion lovers, the area is crisscrossed by a well-developed network of trails that connect the main town of San Paolo to principal areas of interest, allowing easy access to major historical, cultural and landscape features dotted along the old road that still leads to Canossa, crossing through the towered village of Grassano. The main trails begin near San Paolo, where they are indicated by red and white painted marks. This network of paths was further enriched in 2012 by a new route that leads to Ciano di Canossa and Cerezzola from the castle of San Paolo, following the banks of the Ducal Canal all the way up the Enza Valley.